My name's Mona First, and I've been a listener to KMUW since 1987. We think about community as neighborhoods sometimes, but KMUW is a community of itself. And it's not just that it brings neighbors together. It informs us, it helps us, it's there for us, and I couldn't bear the thought that we might lose it. Let's help them. They've been there for us. Now it's our turn to step up and be there for them.
Good morning. It's Friday, September 19th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Wichita State University's Innovation Campus has sparked several changes for the college. WSU President Rick Muma has written a book about the Innovation Campus's impact. We'll hear details after the news. Former NFL player and national recovery advocate Monty Ball will be the featured speaker tomorrow at Wichita's 11th annual Recovery Idol event at Century 2. Ball will share his story and local talent will perform. KMUW's Carla Eccles reports.
Ball is a former Denver Broncos running back and a 2025 College Football Hall of Fame inductee. After his NFL career was cut short due to injury and alcoholism, he became an advocate for substance use recovery. He'll share insights on his journey at Recovery Idol. John Agnew is a supervisor with Substance Abuse Center of Kansas.
People in our community sometimes don't realize the work that goes on in recovery and all the things that are involved in helping people get back to a healthy mind, body, and spirit. This is an event that helps promote that.
Performers in recovery will also take the stage to showcase their talent. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.
A new audit shows a Kansas tax incentive for affordable housing could cost the state up to $1 billion by the year 2040. Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports.
Lawmakers approved the tax credit in 2022 to incentivize building more rental units for low-income residents. The audit shows the state can award up to $100 million of tax credits until 2028. Those credits can then be claimed annually for 10 years, for a total of $1 billion over that time. The audit appeared to confirm some lawmakers' concerns that it cost the state too much. Some lawmakers were also surprised that the credit is only for building rentals. Republican Senator Karen Tyson says that was not clear.
When the legislation was debated and passed, it was not mentioned that it was rental either.
Lawmakers pared down the incentives earlier this year because they were too costly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas farmers are hurting after China's retaliatory tariffs against the United States closed the biggest market for the state's biggest crop. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
Kansas is the king of sorghum, producing more bushels of the drought-resistant grain than any other state. Farmers say because of the rain, their crops look better than they have in years. But now there are not many buyers. China accounts for 90% of sorghum exports. In response to the U.S. tariffs, China has made Brazil and Australia as its new sorghum sources. Amy France, Scott City farmer and chair of the National Sorghum Producers, says this has farmers' attention.
We've been building those relationships with China for over 15 years. When we hear that, our ears perk and we hone in on that.
In 2022, the price of sorghum was over $6 per bushel. Today, it's under $3. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to explain its data. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports the change has some economists worried about transparency.
The outlook for U.S. agricultural trade is a forecast of imports and exports for products like rice and coffee, assembled by the USDA. Some economists say that omitting the analysis makes these reports less useful. Carlisle Ford Runge is an economics and law professor at the University of Minnesota.
Because the narrative that accompanied the data was provided by analysts at USDA who spend time and effort considering the information in ways that outsiders can't typically do.
The two most recent reports only included the data. Politico reported that the Trump administration delayed a report from May because it showed the agricultural trade deficit going up. The USDA did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
A 31-year-old man has been charged with kidnapping and other crimes following an assault on a student who was waiting for a school bus. Authorities say the incident took place early Monday morning and the man was arrested later that day. Police say a student was at a bus stop at about 6 a.m. near Hydraulic and Harry. The man lured the student into his car and assaulted her. Police say parents should remind their children not to speak with strangers and never get into a vehicle with someone they don't know. Kansas is asking for federal help to pay for damages caused by severe weather in July. Governor Laura Kelly sent a letter to the Federal Emergency Management Agency this week. She's asking for a presidential disaster declaration, which would make the state eligible for federal money. The funding would help local governments repair roads and bridges that were damaged by the storms. The declaration would cover 16 Kansas counties that experienced tornadoes and flooding from July 17th through the 22nd. Earlier this month, Kansas received about $6 million in federal funding for storm damage in June. Open Streets Douglas will take place on Sunday, September 28th. The city will close Douglas from Seneca to Grove to motor vehicle traffic. People can walk or bike along the 2.5-mile stretch. There will be activity hubs at Kennedy Plaza, Nafsker Park, and East High School. The route will also include food vendors and displays from community groups. The Q line will run along 1st and 2nd Streets to shuttle people to and from the activity hubs. The event is from noon to 4 on the 28th. More information is at wichita.gov/openstreetsict. We'll be back after this. This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
They changed this into the Greek. Then from there, it came into the French literature, where it became a little bit different. It became sort of wanting something distant and different.
Sometimes when we take things from other languages, we kind of have to force them to make sense. Sometimes it works, too. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios. This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. Wichita State's Innovation Campus recently turned 10 years old, and school president Rick Muma wrote a book to commemorate that milestone titled Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, A Guide to Transforming Higher Education. Muma talked with KMUW News Director Tom Schein about what parents and students want from higher education today, lessons he learned about communication as the Innovation Campus was built, and whether the biomedical campus downtown would have happened without the success of the Innovation Campus.
I think it would have been a harder sell to the legislature. I do believe that they saw proof and concept in what we've done on the Innovation Campus and made that an easier conversation to have. You know, we believe that developing the biomedical campus downtown was going to be basically the same thing that was going to happen from our experience of the Innovation Campus, and it's already happening.
You wrote that President Bartlett's communication style left many people feeling excluded from decisions being made about the university's future. How has that influenced your leadership style as president?
I'm a physician assistant, and I started my career in taking care of patients. Is understanding that you go into the level wherever the individual is. In the case of patients, you know, you want to make sure that you're communicating clearly about whatever their issues are. So I've used that to a lot of degree in terms of how I interact with faculty and staff members and students, and making sure that I'm not way up here when they're down here at the very entry level of a conversation. And I think that's really important. And it's a skill that takes a lot of time. You can't always rush through something or move something in the same kind of direction in terms of timeline that you want, that everybody else is just not there yet.
The subtitle of the book is A Guide to Transforming Higher Education. In what ways does higher education need to transform itself?
What parents and students of today are expecting is how can they find a job when they graduate? And so without losing some of the basic kinds of things that we all believe and value in higher education, how do you also make sure that people get what they want? And gone are the days where public education was funded like it was when you and I went to school. Students are paying for most of the costs now, and so they expect something different.
What grade would you give the Innovation Campus and why?
I'd give it probably a B plus. That's a hard question to answer. I don't want to give it an A because then, you know, everything's perfect, right? And everything isn't perfect. It's a work in progress, but definitely a very, very, very good start in what I think will be a very long-lasting economic development project driver, and hopefully the next president, or maybe me, depends on how long I'm here, can give it an A.
That's WSU President Rick Muma talking with KMUW News Director Tom Schein. You can find more of this story at KMUW.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. Have a good weekend. We're back on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.